I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. As Mike Hubbard's sentencing date approaches, prosecutors are recommending the former Alabama House Speaker should spend 5 years in a state prison for breaking the state ethics law. Attorney General Luther Strange's office filed a brief yesterday afternoon asking a judge to give Hubbard an 18-year split sentence. Hubbard would spend 5 years behind bars and the remaining 13 years under supervised probation. The sentence would mirror the 18 years that Hubbard spent in the Alabama legislature and the 5 he spent as Speaker of the Alabama House. Prosecutors also recommend that Hubbard should be forced to pay $1.6 million in fines and restitution. Hubbard will be sentenced next week on July 8th. A jury convicted the former House Speaker on 12 felony ethics violations on June 10th. Prosecutors say Hubbard used the power of his office to benefit his businesses. Alabama's attorney general is also starting impeachment proceedings against a sheriff accused of corruption and neglect of duty. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Sheriff Tyrone Clark Sr. is accused of helping an inmate with an extensive history of drug offenses to bring contraband into the Sumter County Jail. Other allegations include taking pay from inmates for an unauthorized work release program and trying to coerce a female employee into sex. A grand jury recommended removing Clark from office in April and sent the case to Attorney General Luther Strange, who announced the Alabama Supreme Court will decide Clark's fate. Any criminal charges would be considered separately. District Attorney Greg Griggers says the investigation is still ongoing. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Mobile expects an influx of visitors over the first 2 weekends of July. Over 10,000 members of the Jehovah's Witnesses from all over the Southeast will be attending a convention in town. Robert Lee is the media service overseer for the convention. He says the one held last weekend was held entirely in Spanish.
And so for Jehovah's Witnesses, we have a long history of having conventions in Mobile, and the next two conventions are in English. And the theme of the convention is remain loyal to Jehovah.
The convention will be held at the Mitchell Center at the University of South Alabama. Another convention will be held at the same location next weekend as well. And the state of Alabama is adding a new tool to its severe weather arsenal, a hurricane-proof welcome center near the coast. Governor Robert Bentley and other state officials will be on hand to cut the ribbon on a new state welcome center at Grand Bay on Interstate 10 at the Mississippi border. But this isn't like any other welcome center in the state. The governor's office says this one is designed to withstand a Category 5 hurricane with winds in excess of 156 miles per hour. Officials say the center will be included in the state's disaster plan as a staging area for emergency response workers and vehicles during a hurricane. Now your forecast.
After a nice start to our Friday morning, turning hot again this afternoon, we'll top out in the mid-90s today through the weekend. There could be a couple of pop-up thunderstorms each afternoon today through the weekend, but most areas will remain dry. Overnight lows back in the 70s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.